News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. We'll start with a gift for the Green Bay Packers. Even though they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers, their playoff possibilities are still alive. That's because the Chicago Bears, who could have clinched the division, stunk up the place. In Philadelphia, they fell to the Eagles yesterday. Our final scores, Packers lost to the Steelers 38-31. The Eagles beat the Bears 54-11. You'll hear more coming up in sports in just a moment. Humane Society staff has rescued more than 50 puppies from a condemned house Saturday. They say the home may have been used as a puppy mill. They're hoping now the community can help.
It all started with a call from a woman who called the Lincoln County Humane Society because she had to surrender her dogs. Humane Society staff was expecting to find 25 dogs. Instead, they found over 50 puppies in a messy home with no water or heat. The pups are all in pretty good health, but need new homes. This large number of puppies is straining the resources of the shelter, which usually holds just 11 dogs. They've been foster housing cats and using cat cages for the small puppies to get by. The Lincoln County Humane Society needs both money and supplies to help care for the puppies, but most of all, they need to find them good homes and fast. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Meanwhile, the 2013 wolf hunt is going to come to an end in Wisconsin tonight as the final zone is nearing its quota.
The Department of Natural Resources is reporting that Wolf Zone 3 is nearing its harvest quota. 64 of 71 wolves have been harvested, and the DNR will be closing the zone this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Any wolves that have not yet been registered need to be registered immediately. Call the DNR at 1-855-299-9653 to register your wolf. We've got that number on our website. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
It was hard enough for some hunters to get a deer this year. Now one hunter has lost their kill to theft. Crime Stoppers in Portage County say the deer was stolen from People's Meat Market in Stockton. The owner reported to Portage County deputies the deer had vanished after the hunter who shot it dropped it off for processing. It was a 10-point buck with a 17-inch spread and some barbed wire tangled in its antlers. Anyone with information should call Crime Stoppers 1-888-346-6600. You could leave a tip anonymously. That information is available on our website, too, at WSAU.com. Today's the deadline for getting enrolled in a health plan under Obamacare in order to have coverage start on January 1st.
The administration has said that this is the last day for people to sign up for Obamacare and have it kick in by the first of the year. The deadline had been the 15th, but it was moved by the administration due to the website problems. And even this deadline has lost some of its finality, with the insurance industry saying it will take first premium payments as late as January 10th and still backdate coverage to the 1st. Now, those who miss the deadline still have until March 31st to enroll, but for some, that could mean going longer without coverage. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
The Wisconsin Department of Corrections are working to improve the tracking and monitoring of released sex offenders. Public Affairs Director Joy Staub says they are using both personal and electronic monitoring.
We do take these cases very seriously, and we want to make sure that the public is safe, because ultimately that's one of our number one goals.
An audit earlier this year showed the state was in need of both better tracking of offenders on release and better notification for residents who live nearby. Gas prices are down slightly if you're hitting the road for Christmas. The latest Lundberg survey shows the average price for gas is down about 2 cents over the last 2 weeks. The nationwide average, $3.26 a gallon. Cracker Barrel will lift its ban on merchandise featuring the image of Duck Dynasty patriarch Phil Robertson just a day after imposing it. The Tennessee-based restaurant chain said that the ban caused an angry backlash from Duck Dynasty fans. The company initially said that Robertson's controversial comments about gays and African Americans did not fall in line with its policy of equal treatment of all people. Now let's check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
More snow showers on the way for this Monday. 1 to 2 inches accumulation possible with a high of 19. Tonight, gradual clearing, a low of 5 below 0. For your Tuesday, a little sun early, then increasing clouds with a chance of light snow after dark, a high of 13. Could see 1 to 2 inches of accumulation on Tuesday night, Christmas Eve. Then for Christmas Day, maybe a dusting up to an inch of snow with some scattered snow showers and a high of 21. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And we have those scattered bands of snow moving around central Wisconsin now. Real-time weather radar, zoom right into your neighborhood at street level at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.